This is the second part of our Namashtaka workshop, you could say. I will give you a summary of the first part so that it's easier for you to enjoy the second part. Krishna. Very nice to see you. I see some of you have just arrived yesterday, maybe, or the day before. Nice to see you. Vedatha Madhava Kunya Vihadideya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihadideya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihadi. Kopi Jana Vallabha Kiri Varadhani Jana Vallabha Kiri Varadhani Gopi Jana Vallabha Kiri Varadhani Giri Varadhani Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihadi Ramadhava Kunya Vihadi Gopidana Vallabha Kiri Varadhani Vallabha Gopi Dana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjana Yamunati Ravana Chadi Yamunati Ravana Chadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Dear devotees, this will be a seminar about chanting the holy name, and it will be much easier for everyone to derive the full benefit if you use this few minutes which we have now in really bringing your attention to the holy name. I think we all have some faith. The chanting together is a very spiritual or Krishna conscious activity. So please let us connect a little bit with the holy name by just chanting it and listening to it. At the moment of chanting, we will not listen so much to our minds, but we will just listen to the sound vibration of the holy name. Hare Krishna. Yes, everyone together, please. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jai Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Chila Prabhu Pada. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Siradhe, Hare Krishna. So welcome, Dobro Doshli. We were just switched the microphones.
Krishna, Krishna.
So Hare Krishna, I am with you in a second. Our talented Padaseva, Padasetu, and also, please tell me your name. Dira Prashanta, they're just organizing the loudspeakers. Maybe you don't know, but we didn't have electricity for a long time. It has just come back for you to chant. So I would like to again introduce what we are doing here. This is a seminar It is on the glories of the holy name. We will first glorify the holy name by chanting the prayer written by Rupa Goswami. It's Namashtakam, 8 prayers glorifying the holy name. Then we will hear a little bit about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes and how the holy name was chanted then. And then we will have a little workshop, active workshop, where we will chant in an absorbed way. So 3 parts are there. Now, yesterday, was it yesterday or the day before yesterday, I was explaining that this beautiful prayer is chanted in 8 different meters, Sanskrit meters. Now, the first prayer was called Vasanta Malika, yes, spring jasmine. It somehow was like a spring jasmine. This one is called Manyubashini, a sweet speaking lady. A sweet speaking lady is an aristocratic person who says some very nice, sweet message. I think in Serbia we have a few sweet speaking ladies. They always express things very sweetly. And the reason why this Rupa Goswami has chosen this meter is because a very sweet message is coming in the second verse. See, the first verse was describing how the personified prayers worship the holy name with an aratik, and how even liberated souls in the spiritual world, or liberated here in the material world, chant the holy name very, very nicely. Now, you might feel as an ordinary person, but how can I chant the holy name? I'm so ordinary, and in my life I seem to idealize an ordinary life because that's what I live. I cannot compare myself to the Vedas. I'm Maletupko, a little foolish by nature, and also I cannot compare myself to liberated souls because I'm a fully conditioned soul. And you might feel hopeless, but this is not for me. For me is something else, you know. But now Rupa Goswami speaks in the voice of a sweet speaking lady to us. He wants to encourage us, and therefore he has chosen to write his encouragement in the Manyubashini, the language of a sweet speaking lady. You can follow? You look so you can follow what I say? Good.
Jaya namadeya muni brinda geya he. Jaya namadeya muni brinda geya he. Janaranjanaya parama kshadakrite. Janaranjanaya parama kshadakrite. Tvamana darat apimana gudiritam. Nikilo krata papatalim vilumpasi. Jaya namadeya muni brinda geya he. Janaranjanaya paramakshara krite. Janaranjanaya paramakshara Tvam anadarapi managuditam. Nikilo kratapa patalim vilumpasi.
You chant very nicely. It's very encouraging. Let's try one more time.
Jaya nama dheya muni prinda geya he. Janaranjanaya paramakshara krite. Janaranjanaya paramakshara krite. Tvamanadarapi managuditam. Tvamanadarapi managuditam. Nikilo kratapa patalim vilompasi.
Wonderful, wonderful. You know very nice how to chant. So this is the verse, O respectable holy name, worthy of being sung by many great sages. All glories unto you, for you have taken on the transcendental form of these wonderful syllables in order to please not only the devotees but also the ordinary men alike. And even if you are uttered once with disrespect, you destroy all the distresses of a living entity.
So we are informed with sweetness in the voice. There's hope for you. Jana Ranjanaya, for the pleasure. Ranjana means pleasure. For the pleasure of all people, all janas means the devotees, saints, but also ordinary people like the shepherd whom I saw today before our house herding sheep. No, everyone is included. For the pleasure of everyone, you have taken on these wonderful syllables of Hare Krishna, and in this way please everyone. It is said that the holy name, when we chant it, has this effect of destroying miseries. Miseries are miseries of the body, of miseries coming from other people who are angry with you or not satisfied with you and who wish to give you trouble. Miseries mainly come, however, from another source. Who can identify the source of most of our miseries? The mind. The mind, yes. There is a tremendous amount of research on pain. You know, pain like cutting yourself or the pain you suffer when you are with a dentist, that's always my example for pain, or headaches and so on. And the research has proven only when you think it's a misery will you suffer. When you think it is something normal, you will not suffer in the same way. Can you follow what I say? It has been also shown that in other times, before our time, people suffered most properly from more natural diseases, from more diseases, more, you know, coldness in the winter. But they, because they thought this is normal, they did not really feel the same type of response to pain, you know, like irritation and so on. Now, people didn't go to dentists, there were no dentists. Most probably they had the same dental situation as all of us have. But they could suffer the pain. I always say the pain which many people suffer from is just luxury. It is not really painful compared to open wounds or people who are in relationships where they just inflict one misery after the other upon each other. But because they think this little thing, this little disturbance is so grievous, so big, so devastating, therefore they become easily inconvenienced even by very, very, very small things. So it really starts in the mind, the misery. And the holy name is known when you chant it, that it puts an altogether different energy into the mind, and therefore the mind is no longer feeling this misery. Now, it is said that the holy name starts to become active even when you don't chant it with a lot of respect. It starts to become active, because when a person starts to chant the holy name, he doesn't yet have a great admiration for the holy name. He doesn't yet know the full glory of the holy name. I sometimes think about myself, when I finally am Krishna conscious, I will feel very sorry. I will feel sorry for the time where I have chanted neglectfully my rounds, because I did not have a lot of respect at that time. I did not have a lot of regard or admiration. But now, later, this increases, and then you feel distressed that you were so sloppy or so, let us say, so disregardful to the holy name. I would like to give you an example of this. Once Lokanath Goswami was chanting with his very famous disciple in Vrindavan. Who is the disciple of, the only disciple of Lokanath Goswami? Sorry? Narottam Das Thakur. You know everything. So they were chanting, and at that time a little disturbance happened. There was a farmer who was thirsty and who again and again came to Lokanath Goswami and said, "Baba, Baba, Baba." They address the saints with Baba. Baba means father. "Baba, please, I'm very thirsty. Please give some pani, some water." So Lokanath Goswami and Narottam Das Thakur at the time were chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." Now this farmer kept on asking for water, so that Narottam finally decided to go with him to the well and to bring some water. It's actually a good idea. And give him the cup of water. When he returned back to where his guru sat and sat next to him to continue his chanting, Lokanath was very focused. And they chanted for, you know, in old times they were chanting long time. I do not know how long, but for some time. And then Lokanath Goswami stopped. He looked at Narottam for a long time. Then he said, "You're not qualified to stay in Vrindavan. Go. Leave. Goodbye." Don't know what happens when your guru says, "Go. Goodbye." Maybe you think, "Well, I always knew he was terrible." modern version. But I think most of us would think, "Oh, Maliteshko, this is really heavy. What will I do now? The person who's guiding me in my spiritual life has said, Jao, Jao in Hindi means go, go." Narottam was shocked. He looked, and I think his face showed he had one single question: why? What did I do? Lokanath said, "I cannot understand you. You were worshipping Radha and Krishna, who were there as the holy name. But then you turned to serve a farmer. This farmer knows where to get water. He's from here. He knows to go to the well. And if you, he just wanted some attention." You know, those who have been in Vrindavan know that the people sometimes are like children, you know. When they like you, they just want your attention, like a little child. And they just wanted some attention. But if you kept on chanting, he would have gotten water on his own. This in Vrindavan means we always worship Radha and Krishna first, and they are to be worshipped in their holy name by chanting their holy name. Narottam understood. Then Lokanath Goswami said, "Stay." He didn't send him away. Narottam did not, that is not known, that he left Vrindavan because he was sent away by his guru out of disgust. No, he later left Vrindavan on a divine mission. That's something else. So I like to remember this example or this little historic episode to understand what it means to chant the holy name with appreciation and with high respect. But when we start our chanting, when we start our journey, we are what we are. We are conditioned souls. We cannot understand that Krishna is identical with the holy name. We may have heard this many times, but it's still absolutely beyond our present level of understanding. We have no connection to this piece of information. But no problem. And if one chants, even the way we chant, the holy name is so milosti, so merciful, that he accepts it and makes us glorious at the chanters at the end of it. And this is because he is very merciful. And Rupa Goswami wants to express this. Don't think the chanting is only for liberated saints, and don't think only the Vedas worship the holy name. No, for the pleasure of the ordinary people and the devotees, the name has mercifully chanted. So even if it is uttered only a little or indirectly, like Ajamir did, to indicate
someone else or something else, even if the holy name is chanted out of a joking spirit. Ha ha! You dance very nice. Huh? Even if it's chanted like this, or for musical entertainment, like many of us chant. Nice melody. Gaur Krishna should chant. He knows nice new melodies. If it's chanted for musical entertainment, or neglectfully. Oh, I have to chant my rounds. Oh. How many more? How many more? Oh, no. Neglectfully like this, the holy name out of mercy, knowing how fallen we are, how absolutely in need of help we are, it works. The example which is given in the Kashi Kanda, it's quoted in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, is fire. Even if you touch fire by mistake, the verse says, a spark still burns. In the same way, when it touches the lips, the holy name of Hari burns all sins. It burns. It takes away these sinful reactions which keep you away from Krishna, which keep you bound to a very normal or a life of Krishna consciousness where you cannot taste Krishna. Because there are sinful reactions in you. You were not always ideal. You're just trying to make your stand in the spiritual life. So, yes. Isn't that good news? Rupa Goswami, I want to say this again. He says, Jana Ranjanaya Paramaksharakrite. For the pleasure of your people, that means devotees and ordinary people alike who starts to chant the name. You have accepted a form of transcendental syllables. In this way, Rupa Goswami points out the very merciful nature of the holy name. And he says, he wants to make it clear how God can be identical with syllables. How do you personally think about this? Krishna is fully his holy name. What do you think about this? It's very difficult. I find it hard to understand. No? Oh, you fully? Do you believe it? Yeah. Do you believe it? This is a blind faith, I would say, because you have no experience of a person being identical with the names. Why do you believe it? Maybe you think, well, the Vedic scriptures are so nice. I mean, many things I can understand and it works. So why not believe what I don't understand? Maybe like this? Or how are you? Have you ever thought about this? I mean, if Krishna is there when you say Hare Krishna, would that make a difference in your life? I mean, or if God comes in your door, in your room, would it make a difference in your life? Most probably. What would we do? We would dance in ecstasy maybe, or fall on our face. Please forgive me, please forgive me. Or we would say, I once asked the children in the castle, what would you do if Krishna would come right before you? And one child said, may I make a garland for you? That's what one child said. Nice, no? Sometimes it's good to be like a child. So just Rupa Goswami wants to say, Parama means the highest. Aksha means syllables. You have come as the highest syllables. Hari, no? Krishna. You have come like this. And he, Baladev Vidya Bhushana, makes a point. Just like Krishna has come as Buddha, just like Krishna has come as Varaha, or as he has come as Hansa avatar, the swan, into this world, Krishna also has taken a form in syllables. Hari. you follow his logic? Krishna comes and takes on avatars. So this is technically called the Nam avatar. Yes, very, very nice. And then there is a hidden prayer in this verse. Kindly remember, holy name, I request you, kindly remember that when you touch someone's lips, you burn his sins. Please remember this, because there is no one who's more sinful than me. And please purify me. And you know, I want to say, please do this. And if you do this, I will become the preacher of your holy name. You know, someone who has experienced, in other words, the power of the holy name, he wishes to tell others about it. And I have a very, very good example from Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's the example of Jagai and Madai. I think most of us are familiar, they were the drunkards of the town, you know, the real, real bad people. And they met two devotees, Haridas Thakur and Nityananda. And in the contact with Lord Nityananda, they became great. They regretted their old ways, they said sorry, and they took to a spiritual life. Now, after Jagai and Madai were accepted by Lord Chaitanya, they changed their life totally. By Lord Chaitanya's mercy, they took every morning a bath in the Ganga River. They got up and went to Mother Ganga in order to bathe in the Ganga. Because when you bathe in the Ganga, not only your perspiration or physical dirt goes away, but also the contamination of sinful reactions go away. I try to go every year once to Mother Ganga and bath in Mother Ganga. But this year I won't make it. So I have asked a friend of mine to bring water filled with Mother Ganga to where I stay, and then I will take the water of the bottles and take my bath. Because what I have seen is that it really works. The Ganga water, it really washes one free from sinful reactions. Therefore, a person at the time of death, you cannot give him a greater mercy than to drop Ganga water in his open mouth at the time of death. I think I know one person who might die in the next few weeks, so I request his brother to bring, a devotee brother, to bring Ganga water and put it there. You can also mix it with the other water and so on. This is definitely a great way. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says the Ganga is a ladder to happiness. Ladder means stepnitsa. Mother Ganga is a stepnitsa to happiness. Yes. And then they would chant 200,000 holy names of Lord Krishna. That
that means 128 rounds each day, Jaga and Madai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. 128 rounds is a lot, my dear devotees, when you do this. So, while they were chanting, they were sometimes remembering, wow, we were hitting innocent people. Wow, we were cheating people. We were beating people. Oh no, I can't live with myself. And then they would chant another name. Can you imagine? They chanted, Gaura, Gaura. Gaura, Gaura. Gaura, Gaura. Yes. And then they cried very loudly in pain. Now, although Mahaprabhu constantly came by and gave them mercy, they could not be peaceful. They constantly remembered what they did before. This, by the way, is a good way to cleanse yourself, to regret what you have done wrong in your life. It's a very, very nice way. When, you know, sometimes devotees talk proudly about their past. You should talk regretfully about your past, not proudly. I did this, I did that. I earned so much money. Who needs money? Only a poor man. So, especially Madai remembered his offense. Do you remember what he did? He threw a sharp-edged pot on the forehead of who? Nityananda. When low-class people fight, they take a whiskey bottle and go like, catch. Then they have a deadly instrument. So he did that to Lord Nityananda. When this happens to you, it happened once to me, you have to take a table and throw it at the instrument and break the instrument. And then best is to run. So one day, Madai was so disturbed that he cried and his whole body was shaking. And then Lord Nityananda, knowing in his heart that there is a devotee who needs me, came by, and Madai just saw Lord Nityananda, whom he had offended so much, and he jumped forward and he embraced his lotus feet and he bathed his feet in his tears and said, my Lord, I can't forgive myself. I hurt you. I've done you so much hurt. This is beyond me. This is beyond. Please give me something so that I can start to live with me. And then Lord Nityananda gave him a very, very nice advice. He gave him an advice. He said, you serve now the ordinary people. Whoever comes here, you build a bathing ghat and serve them. Clean everything, clean their hair when they have shaved their hair. And in this way, by serving the Vaishnavas, you will be able to live a good life. And this is what Madai did. He offered obeisances to all those who came for a bath at Mother Ganga and begged for forgiveness. When the ordinary people saw this, they thought, phew, they were surprised, and they offered their blessings to Madai. My dear devotees, this drastic change of heart between the from the sinner who blasphemed and ridiculed Mahaprabhu to someone who is now realizing Mahaprabhu's unlimited mercy and glories. That is the symptom of chanting Hare Krishna properly. Because we are here in this part of the world, I want to tell you a story you can relate to. I think, Govinda Hari, you know the American folk singer Johnny Cash. You know. Who else knows Johnny Cash? He wrote a song called A Boy Called Sue. Sue means Susan. It was highly in the, it was heard everywhere. Gaur Krishna, you do not know. It came because he had an older brother who was very, very, very expert in many things, but he always wanted to write music. He was an artist. So his older brother died in an accident with an electric saw. His whole body, you know, he was not careful, and this chain, the saw had badly hurt him and he died. And you know the reaction of his father? His father said, "Oh, God has taken the wrong son from me." Imagine you hear this as a little boy. God, you should have died like this, and your older brother should have lived. Johnny was therefore writing a song, Johnny Cash, when he was famous, A Boy Called Sue. I was known as a weakling by my father, like a lady, like a girl, Susan. You know, Susan. Now, he became famous, but he was very troubled. He took all his drugs, and he hurt his wife, and he was, and so on. Then he married a very good lady, also a folk singer, who somehow believed in the good of him and who helped him out of his drug problem and out of his very problem, and who died a year before him, I believe, out of cancer. So Johnny Cash's last song was really amazing. It's called Hurt. And he's there as an old man just a few days before. I mean, he really looks that like tomorrow he could die. Very old. And he looks and reflects about his life, where as an alcoholic and a drug person and a famous star, he hurt so many people, including the good wife he married. I mean, I don't want to say one was a bad. He married one wife, had children with her, and then divorced and married another. You know, rock stars, or he was a folk star, more folk music star, and he's just sitting there, an old man, looking back at his life, and saying, "Look what I've become! Look what I have become, a sinner. A very bad person. I have not used even this relationship to my wife, to whom I owe everything. I've hurt her. Maybe she died early because of me. I'm such a Nitkovi." Nitkovi, you say. Nitkovi? Nitkov. Yeah, Nitkov. And when you see this, a man being remorseful. Do you understand this word? Regretting. How do we say regret in Serbian? What? So, what do the pandits say? Kayan. Kayan, yeah. Kayan, yeah. No, this regret. is very good, because you see, when anyone sees a person who sincerely regrets, he may have been this, he may have been that, but the moment he is regretful and remorseful, you feel how sympathetic. That is a normal reaction, and that's the reaction in God also. When we come and we are not proud of ourselves, not proud of our mistakes, not proud of, but we sincerely regret, oh, I did not know your glory when I chanted the holy name. I did not know all this. Therefore, I did make mistakes at that time. Puro no milost, full mercy is coming. And this is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Okay, at the beginning, one may chant disrespectful, not understanding that Krishna is the holy name. One may not finish his rounds. One may say, "Oh, I really don't have time for you now. Really, there are so many other responsibilities. Some of them are really more important than you." You know, even such a person, you can start like this in your spiritual life. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who wrote a very nice explanation on this verse, said, "Don't stay like this. Yes, the holy name has come for the pleasure and for uplifting all people, even disrespectful people. But don't stay like this." He says, "You destroy all miseries of the living entity if anyone even neglectfully calls out to you once. But then he should become humble and utterly destitute." Destitute means you regret. I'm sorry. I'm a wretched soul. I hurt so many people, so many by my drinking milk like anything. I hurt so many cows. I'm so much not a good person. Oh, Krishna. You must become humble eventually. You must regret eventually. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, "I do not see any other means to counteract those miseries." No? So this is what I would like to do now is, I wanted to show you the example of Jagga and Madai. They did not continue the ways they had done. They changed totally, and that's why Madai, he understood he had to do something, and he made a bathing ghat and begged everyone, "Please forgive me." So this mood, hello, please stay with me. This mood comes when you understand one thing, that you have a relationship with Krishna, and Krishna has come to the holy as the holy name, so you have a relationship to the holy name. See, we human beings always think in relationship to something. We think, "I'm his son," or "I am her mother," or we think, "I am their lecturer now, from 5:30 to soon it will end. I'm their lecturer. I'm thinking in relationship to you, and you think in the relationship to me. We are listening now to Satchinandan Swami." No, this even if you don't think anything, and you are here like a tree, still there is some relationship to the floor upon which you are sitting. No, we in this world can only exist in relationship to people or objects. So when you want to improve your chanting, you need to start in relationship to Krishna. I am Krishna's servant. I am meant to give him pleasure. I am meant to beg for his milosti. And then when we do like this, our shadow chanting, that is chanting which looks like chanting but doesn't have the substance to nourish us, does not even have the substance to finish our miseries, our shadow chanting becomes substantial chanting the moment we think ourselves in relationship with Krishna and therefore his holy name. I think some of you know dart. Dart playing, these are the, they look a little like rockets and you throw them. They have a needle end and then they stick in a target and you can practice this. I know as a child I appreciated very much dart. Throwing. We had in a house, and I remember my wall was full of, because I didn't always hit it. I needed practice. So imagine, my dear devotees, you would put where the target is a picture of a dear friend. Would you be able to continue with your dart play? Most probably not. Someone else will come who doesn't know who's on the picture. He may think this person has a crazy frisura, and he will go, "Peng, yoo-hoo, I was able to hit his frisura," and so on. But once you have a relationship, you cannot be offensive. It is not possible for you. So once you have think of yourself in the relationship to Krishna, then you cannot think of chanting disrespectful or neglectfully. Would you like to make an experience of this? Why? To see, maybe to learn something. No? So we will now chant. I have to talk secretly with Gaur Krishna. So we will first of all center ourselves a little bit so that we are more present-minded in the chanting. No, this is good. In the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says breathing can purify the mind. So we will do a little breathing exercise and then I will give you a few tips you can meditate about, and then we will sing a relationable. So Swarupananda, now comes the test of your chanting. No? We will now be a little bit focused. Okay, ready? Govinda Hari, ready? Swarupananda, ready? Good. Good, good. First, sit tall. Even if you sit on chairs, absolutely no problem, but sit straight. Huh? We will just bring ourselves in the position a little bit to sit straight. Just bring your shoulders up like this and then roll them back to open your chest. Just some of you are sitting like this before a computer. No need. You can sit. Bring your head a little bit back. And open your palms like this. Please take a few deep breaths. Breathe in and then breathe out to your full capacity. Whenever you breathe out a little bit more. And a little bit more. Really empty. And again. When you breathe out a little bit more, you will see that your inhale becomes deeper. Try to do this without noise, just silently. You can also, as you breathe in, widen your inhale by bringing your hands a little back like this. And then, now just breathe normally without any extra endeavor. Remain with your mind at your inhale and exhale. When you inhale, know that you are inhaling. And when you exhale, know that you are exhaling. Now tell yourself, I'm a small part of Krishna and his eternal servant. Although I sometimes identify with my body and all the thoughts, I'm actually different from my body and my mind. I'm a tiny soul. I am an eternal, blissful, spiritual being. I'm part of Krishna. Krishna is my true friend and my only master. For so long, I have invested in so many other relationships, but I understand now that Krishna is my only master and my only true friend. This material world is a house of correction, a place where I can correct myself and again become active in my relationship with Krishna. The only purpose of this material world is to teach me to connect and be present as a servant of Krishna. Please stay in this space and address Krishna from this consciousness please accept me. My Lord, please accept me. O beloved Lord, please engage me in something that gives you pleasure. Please accept me as your servant. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hai Bo, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama. One more time, please.
Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama. One last time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So in this last verse, or this verse number 2, we have heard Janaranjanaya, for the pleasure of the ordinary people and the devotees, the Lord has come as Parama, means the highest Akshara. Akshara means the highest form of syllables, that even if we chant them not perfect, which how can we be perfect? We are not yet fully realized, but no problem. It burns like a spark burns a fire. It burns the sinful reactions, so that eventually we can chant with humility and feeling destitute, means regretful. I'm sorry, like this, to the holy name. Let us please end this by chanting in the beautiful Manyubhashini, sweet, it's a sweet verse. Jayan Nadeha Tivunigvrinda Geha He Jaya Namadeya Muni Brinda Geya He Janaranjanaya Paramaksharakrite. Everybody, Janaranjanaya Paramaksharakrite.
Lamanadarat api mona kudiritam. Iritam nikilo krata papata limvi limvi lumpasi nikilo krata papata limvi lumpasi. Hare Krishna. I see the aratik has started punctually, so I will not be able to see any questions. Please let us end here. Hare Krishna, thank you for coming. Thank you.